You're listening to The Residential Movement, where the focus is on making in-home dental care normal instead of novel or niche. I'm your host, Dr. Ashley Robinson, a house call dentist with a lot of passion for reaching patients who are best served in their home or residence. I'm here to encourage, equip, and empower dentists like you to begin offering in-home dental services for patients who cannot get to the office, while also enjoying a more balanced work life. We discuss everything from dentistry, business, ethics, mindset, and more. Listen in to learn how you can become a part of the Residential Movement.
Welcome to this episode of the Residential Movement. I'm on the road with my little family this week. It's weird because we intentionally kept the baby in the house for so long and only let her meet very close family. And now she's out and about meeting friends, and it's just awesome to see her join the real world. Our multi-stop trip began with a stop on Long Island for one of Chris's jiu-jitsu tournaments. For those of you who are not familiar with martial arts, just as I wasn't before I met Chris, jiu-jitsu is the least violent-seeming martial art. There's no kicking, no punching, it isn't usually bloody. Now, Chris fought MMA years ago, and he had his fair share of violent matches, but luckily he stopped before I met him. So now that he exclusively practices jiu-jitsu and he's a black belt, I can usually relax knowing that he's good at what he does, it isn't super violent, and he's probably not going to come home from the gym with a black eye or major injury. Or so I thought. Yep, at the tournament, he chipped a tooth. Granted, that's not a major injury to most people, but obviously devastating to me. I even made him a mouth guard, but it didn't matter. He had a nice chip on number 23 IFL after one of his matches on a Saturday afternoon. Isn't that always how trauma happens? It's got to be when you're out of town and when most offices are closed. If only I packed my portable equipment for this trip. Luckily, we're just outside New York and there are a million dentists and even offices that are open on a Sunday morning. So we got that tooth restored and his smile is now as good as new. To that very nice dentist gentleman who is working on a Sunday morning, we really appreciate you. Thanks again. You're much more accommodating than I am. You're also the inspiration for today's episode. Yeah, believe it or not, this episode is not all about Chris's dental trauma. But while he was getting numb, his nice dentist asked me about my practice in Buffalo. When I told him that my practice was a house call practice, his first remark was, "There's a lot less competition in that." And that's an accurate statement. I mean, there were zero dental house call practices in Buffalo before I started Akama Dental. And I get phone calls from hours away because nobody's offering them anywhere near me. So Chris's dentist knows, I know, and you know that dental house calls are extremely uncommon, even outside of New York City, one of the most densely populated parts of the country. So why exactly are dental house calls so uncommon? Why aren't more dentists offering house calls? Well, I can think of a few reasons, and I've heard a few reasons from some listeners, so I want to discuss them here with you today. The first two are historical reasons. First, historically, dentistry has been disconnected from medicine. And we all know that this is a shame because oral health absolutely affects and is a major part of your overall health. Well, anyway, the silly societal separation between medical and dental has led to dentistry becoming less accessible in general, even for completely able-bodied people. So public health advocates have had to focus their energy on making sure that the able-bodied majority of people are able to access care. Unfortunately, I think the needs of individuals who cannot leave their homes have basically been neglected because there are just fewer of them. This is terrible and changing because every generation has become more caring and more humane and more inclusive. But let's not judge dentists of the past too harshly. I mean, when was the first time that you really thought about the fact that there are people who are homebound who cannot get to the dental office? I came to this realization when I was working in a hospital and when my own family members with special needs started complaining about their experiences at the dentist. But if you didn't do a hospital residency, or if you don't know anyone who's best served at home, would you even think about the need for in-home dental care? So I think that because dentistry is difficult enough for most people to access, access for those who are homebound just hasn't been a priority in the past. Thankfully, that's changing, and there's better training now, especially better training involving patients who are more medically complex. All of this has raised awareness about the needs of people who cannot leave their homes. Secondly, in the past, we didn't have the technology that we have today. People really likely thought that in-home dental care was a strict impossibility. But today we have digital and portable radiography. We have portable op units. All of this technology was just not available in the past. Okay, so those might be two great reasons why house calls weren't common in the past, but why aren't dental house calls normal today? Well, even though the technology has improved and people are more sensitive to the needs of people who are homebound, dentists still haven't been exposed to the possibility of a dental house call career. Most dentists don't even know that this career option exists. I didn't hear about dental house calls until I was already out of school. The main mission behind this show is to spread awareness of dental house calls as a career option and help doctors realize how attainable a house call career really is. You can also help raise awareness about dental house calls by sharing episodes of this podcast, sharing our show notes from our website, or even sharing our posts on social media. I'm positive that dental house calls would be more widely available if and when more dentists hear about them. But a lot of dentists who have heard about this field are still on the fence about offering house calls. Well, why? Here are some reasons that I've heard from some of you. Number one, ergonomic concerns. All dentistry is physical, but there's more concern about the physicality of house call dentistry. It's true, house call dentistry is more physically demanding than working chairside. Still, please don't think you need to be an Olympian or anything. Trust me, I am not a bodybuilder by any means. But I can do this, so you can do it too. I offered house calls when I was more than 39 weeks pregnant, for goodness sakes. The portable dental equipment is rather compact, and any large equipment that you need to use has wheels to roll it in and out of people's homes. So lugging equipment around isn't as physically demanding as it seems. Now, in order to accommodate certain patients in their beds or wheelchairs, house call dentists are going to find themselves in some funky positions sometimes. That's true. Luckily, there are solutions like yoga, massages, and just responsible scheduling that can address the physical strain. Tune into episode 6 to hear more about the ergonomic considerations for house call dentists. Now, number 2, some people are fearful of visiting people's homes for safety reasons. While I understand this concern, think about all of the people who work in the homes of others. Cleaning people, physical therapists, piano tuners, plumbers. There are a lot of individuals who work in other people's homes. It's ultimately a leap of faith that some people are just willing to take. But thankfully, for dental house calls, most of your patients would come from a referral from another in-home health provider. If a physician, nurse, or therapist refers you to see a patient that they've already seen in their home, you can rest assured that it's likely a safe situation for you too. Number 3, people wonder about profitability. I've had many dentists ask how I make a living offering house calls. Truthfully, a dental house call practice is a completely different business model than a brick and mortar practice. It's low volume and inefficient by design. So how can you earn a living offering house calls? Well, you need to charge what you need to charge in order to make this sustainable for you. Listen to episode 53, where we discuss scheduling and fee setting. Please don't think I'm in denial. Admittedly, the income ceiling is higher if you opt to own a traditional brick and mortar practice. You can jam more patients into your office in a day, offer more complex procedures, and hire other providers for scalability. But that career path comes with a lot of stress and liability. Is that the lifestyle you want? A house call dentist can still earn a very reasonable income, an income equivalent to the income of associate dentists, public health dentists, and even some brick and mortar practice owners. But house call dentists enjoy the best lifestyle, in my opinion. I've only grown more confident in that assertion since becoming a mother. I'm very grateful for my flexible lifestyle as a house call dentist. To learn more about scheduling, check out my free guide called A Day in the Life of a House Call Dentist at residentialmovement.com/a-day-in-the-life. The 4th and final reason that I hear people haven't started offering house calls yet is because they just don't know where to begin. Since dental house call practices are so uncommon, dentists don't have a mentor in this space. They're overwhelmed by the tasks of creating a shopping list, incorporating a business, all of it. Well, I have good news for you. I want to help you. That's exactly why I created Dental House Call Practice Academy. Dental House Call Practice Academy, or DHCPA, is the online course I offer, and it's a step-by-step roadmap for anyone looking to build their house call practice. It's the course I wish I had when I was getting my practice off the ground. Without a mentor, I had to learn everything the hard way, through trial and error. But I created this course to help you avoid some of the challenges that I encountered and offer guidance that's really lacking in this field. Visit residentialmovement.com/DHCPA to enroll. If you're listening to this episode the day that it airs, you can still enroll in this cohort if you register by tomorrow. And don't worry, if not tomorrow, you'll be able to register in the future. Despite all the history that kept dental house calls from becoming normal, and despite the hesitation or fears of dentists today, it's my sincere hope that dental house calls become normal. I want it to be completely unremarkable that a dentist would come into someone's home for care, just as unremarkable as a physical therapist or hospice nurse visiting someone. Eventually, dental house calls can be the norm. The concern for the homebound is increasing. Technology is available. Now, if only dentists can overcome some fears and arm themselves with knowledge, they can get started and this field can spread rapidly. Thank you for listening to this show and considering dental house calls as a career option. I know that if you have a desire to reach people in their homes and determination, you can absolutely build a house call practice. So many patients would benefit, and you can enjoy the flexible lifestyle that comes with it. So what are your thoughts? Did I miss anything? Why do you think dental house calls aren't the norm yet? Email me at hello@residentialmovement.com to let me know what you think. Thanks again for listening in today. I really appreciate you.
That's a wrap on this episode of The Residential Movement. If you like what you heard today, please leave a 5-star review and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you know someone who could benefit from this information, please share this with them. All of these actions help fuel The Residential Movement. Visit residentialmovement.com for show notes and for access to any links referenced in this episode. Thanks again for listening, Doc. Keep up the good work.